Watching Pointless and Flags of the World popped up, I know at least the Rankins and Rachel would be able to identify this. Bear with me. Sorry, no pressure. It'll be worth it, guys, trust me. Oh, this, as the flag of Uganda. I have. But where is Uganda? It is, as we know, in Africa. And that's it marked there in red. So pretty much, well, yeah, there. It's there. And can we go to the next one? Again, we saw that earlier, the countries that are kind of surrounding Uganda. And we've been talking today about Gulu. Who knows where that is in Uganda? Yes, every Ugandan geography is fantastic, so I've done a map to help us. It's there, at the top. Can you see it? Just by the word Uganda. We hear a lot in our church about Kampala and Entebbe, which are a lot further south. So this is way up north, and I'm imagining quite remote. I'm getting a nod from Tina. So the BMS... for us, a bit of they called it a sermon inspiration. Let's not fool ourselves. It's just a little bit of a talk based on what we've already learnt today. So days of plenty, God provides in strange and unpredictable ways. We go to the next one. I think should be a Bible reading. It says, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." John 16, verse 33. So Gulu in northern Uganda was once upon a time the country's biggest breadbasket because of its flat plains and its fertile soils. The 20 years of civil war affected the region and destroyed Gulu's resilient communities. And this was further complicated by... By climate change and vulnerabilities, the question of how to survive and look after households, which have an average of 8 people, admits the high rigours of life in Gulu's often on people's lips. And how do we reverse the current challenges, and how can we make things different in a way that we do not lose Uganda's spirit and hard work and love? As Christians, how can we use scripture to restore confidence? These are some of the questions that have come as the main drivers behind the Days of Plenty appeal. The passage from the book of John speaks volumes about the fact that while we're living in a world, we will have distress. And distress comes in all forms, caused by unexpected crisis, adversity, and the daily pressures that we encounter in life. It's very hard to control the distress that comes into our lives, but we can control how we choose to respond to it. So the next slide. So uncontrolled distress in the eyes of man. As long as the earth endures seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will never cease. Genesis 8 verse 22. So we know from scripture that we will continue to have seasons, summer and winter, and harvest too, laid out in this text from the Bible. Some of them, if not all, however, will seem to lose their regularity and sense of control due to climate change. It's happened in the past, and climate change, unfortunately, will happen in the future. We need to understand here that what appears as uncontrolled distress can be controlled by God. God is ultimately in control, and scripture is clear that God is sovereign over everything. Despite God's attribute of sovereignty, we also have an obligation given to us by our God in the Garden of Eden and never revoked to have a dominion over God's creation as his stewards, made in his image. And under this mandate, we can work out positive approaches to situations that occur. And the next one, please. So controlled distress seen through the eyes of God. In times of disaster, they will not wither. In days of famine, they will enjoy plenty. In Psalm 37, verse 19. So Barbara, if we go to the next slide, is the widow that we heard about earlier in Gulu, Uganda, who lives with her parents and 11 children, with only four of those being her biological children. The uncontrolled distress of climate change, wildfires, and famine have over time made it hard for Barbara to raise these children, feed them, and pay their school fees. The sense of disaster that comes to a widow considering how to support these 11 people around her must be immense. And we consider this verse in Psalms. We should be encouraged about God's plan and pushed into action for the vulnerable, as in Barbara's case. And this is why BMS World Mission, working closely in partnership with Justice Livelihoods Health, or JLH, is so zealous to restore hope and give basic agricultural training and seeds to farmers like Barbara, as this could not easily be bought by households that struggle to put food on the table. This commitment finds itself nicely sandwiched within the integral mission approach to the transformation of lives, as seen in Acts 10, verse 38, where it says, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and he went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil, because God was with him. We share our faith and do good to others as God commanded. Our circumstances never tell the whole story. They tell only what we as humans see. But the eternal God is our refuge, and always, always, always underneath are his everlasting arms. We are sure Barbara and other families in Gulu will be part of restoring the region's pride in being, once again, Ugandan's breadbasket. And this is indeed a perfect example of how God can use disaster to usher in good, climate changes to usher in days of plenty. And do you spot yourself somewhere being used as a vessel? Now, we spoke last week, and I think Deb's already mentioned it this week as well, that there's little envelopes around to support the work that BMS are doing. Let me just tell you what, if we can donate a little, what work they can do. So a gift of £12 could enable a farmer like Barbara to sell their crops through and earn up to 30% more for their family. With £38, we could buy a specialist crop like onions for households to plant, kick-starting an abundant harvest. £86 covers a week's wages for a worker to meet the spiritual needs of people in Gulu, as well as helping their physical needs. And a whopping £1,004, we could ensure that Genesis, who we saw earlier in the video, can dedicate a whole month to supporting farmers as they navigate the threat of food and insecurity and climate change. I know as a church we already give a lot, but as you can see, just a little bit will help these people immensely. Thank you for listening to me. Oh, before I go, I am going to be leaving the service right now to go and prepare the food. Can I just have a show of hands of who's thinking of staying for food today, just so we know that we've got the right amount of food? I'll be at Tesco's if anybody needs me. Thank you.
Thanks. Whoa. To Mulu, I'll get you just to drop channel 8 down slightly. I forget how loud I am without a microphone.